I'm Bud Riley in Toronto. Many good ideas start with a question. For example, why can't you buy salted cod in a can the way you buy tuna or salmon? 3 years ago, Amoy Asing Collier looked for the answer, and now, $370,000 later, she has successfully developed salted cod in a can. Now, this may not excite your average Canadian, but for millions of cooks in countries where salted ground fish is a staple and lifestyles are changing, it's a breakthrough in convenience. It reduces preparation time from 15 hours to less than 15 minutes.
It's time-consuming to prepare the fish in the old-fashioned way. This way, if one was having a party or so, according to how many people, might be cheaper if it's bulk, say you want to do 14, 15 pounds. But for a quick family supper or brunch or whatever, a few tins would be so much simpler. Also, the style of the houses in the third world countries have changed considerably. It's more the open style, like here in Canada, and people are very conscious about smells and things like that. And as you know, this cooking of the fish, salted fish, is very, very antisocial.
Canned food is part of the Canadian way of life, but dried, salted fish is not. Mrs. Collier is hoping to change that by making salted fish look less like a roof shingle and more like the convenience food we're used to. Taste, however, will be the deciding factor. Michael Vaughan, an economist and director of the Food Purchasers Association of Canada, taste-tested Moising salted fish with this result.
So I'm going to get the fork out here and play with it a little bit so I can take a look at the texture and sort of consistency. It's slightly gelatinous looking, a brownish color. It doesn't have great eye appeal in the can, but I guess neither does a chopped up tuna fish. It does have a fairly strong odor to it, or aroma. It has a light briny flavor, slightly oily, large oily flakes. Just on the basis of this one tasting, and this I'm speaking for myself, it's not something that I personally would really go out of my way to eat or buy. I don't think it's meant to be eaten out of the can. It isn't like a can of tuna fish or salmon, which has an immediate appeal to it, but maybe an immediate appeal to it simply because we're more familiar with it than we are with Moising salt fish.
In 1985, Canada exported nearly 17,000 metric tons of dried salted cod, valued at over $56 million. The buyers were in Europe, the U.S., the Caribbean, and most countries of the third world. Oddly enough, there are no figures for Canada, but that's a market that Amoy Collier is hoping to reach. Dr. Vaughan, a respected seafood expert, feels the domestic market will be only small-scale stuff.
But in North America, it's going to be tough to get this into the marketplace simply because people are not familiar with it, number one. The flavor really isn't all that distinctive, number two. Also, salt fish. Salt is not something that most consumers really want to add to their diet, so they're not looking for something that's salty. They would like to stay away from that, so from a dietary point of view, there may be some resistance there. But who knows? I may be wrong. I hope I am, for her sake, because it's a great idea, and if you don't try something like this, you will never know whether it will be in fact successful or not.
Vaughan admits the possibility of adequate sales to Canada's ethnic market, but a wider acceptance of salted fish could take millions of dollars to promote. That's what Mrs. Collier thought, too. But she found the rules of marketing can be taken with a grain of salt.
Because we haven't got the kind of finance needed to mount a national advertising or marketing in Canada, we thought, well, the money from the foreign markets, by the time we sell a few containers and money, a decent cash flow, then we will concentrate on the home market. But the way it turned out, because of the financial situation, most of these islands have been long in coming. And in the meantime, we have had so many orders from Canada, so it looks as if the home market is first to take off.
Okay. Moising Enterprises is currently negotiating with national and regional distributors and has turned down requests to provide canned salted fish on a no-name or generic basis. It's a matter of pride. Amoy Asing Collier dreams of the day that the name Moising, a contraction of her first and maiden names, will be as well known as Charlie the Tuna and Chicken of the Sea. But it may take another 3 years for that dream to become a reality. For the Food Show, I'm Bud Riley in Toronto.